It's Friday, March 19th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Is Datto delivering on e-commerce? And how looking across stories shows the bigger opportunity. This is the Business of Tech. With my thinking on e-commerce, a heavy conversation lately in IT services, let's pick up a story I missed. MSP tools provider Datto has launched Datto Commerce, which, quoting Channel EDE, is, quote, cloud-based sales platform for MSPs that supports sales quoting, procurement, and e-commerce capabilities, and connects to third-party distributors such as Ingram Micro and Synnex, end quote. The product includes e-commerce capabilities to let end customers purchase pre-approved products from MSP websites. Now, why do we care? Joe Panettiere at Channel EDE has a follow-up piece where he outlines this bet for Datto on being a Shopify-style platform for managed service providers. He's not wrong, but I think this is a little too late. Providers need to be in flight now, rather than waiting on this to be a significant thing, and more importantly, the tools to do so are well-established, including things like Shopify as outlined. If the key value of a provider is their ability to simplify down to a solution for a customer, then less is more when it comes to providers providing an online shop, a highly focused, highly curated collection of products and services will be why you purchase from a specialty retailer like a service provider. It's not about having all the products from Ingram or Synnex, it's about the curation. Far too many of these tools focus on the back end rather than delivering a good end customer experience. You can see it in the features list, an emphasis on quoting, feeds, procurement, and integrations rather than leading with e-commerce. There's real potential here for sure. I fear for the overemphasis on the back end rather than the focus on the end customer. Those providers who want to be in the lead here shouldn't be waiting for a product bet to pay off when the tools to be delivering e-commerce now are available and mature. If vendors want to capitalize on that, they'd better be moving more aggressively than small bets. Going into the weekend with a bit of a roundup. I've had this collection of stories on my desk that tell a larger story all week, and I wanted to share them. It's all about the people side of being remote. The Washington Post had perspective from a professor who struggled to teach online and determined what he needed from visual feedback and the culture he built in his online classroom to help get it while also respecting privacy. Two stories, one from the Post and one from GeekWire, about online learning specifically. The Post goes into a lot of detail over how kids learn, but a key takeaway was, quote, what appears to matter most is the support systems that children and their parents have available to them, end quote. GeekWire's version? That shifting in a matter of weeks from in-person instruction that has been honed over decades to entirely online education, with little to no training and using technology that wasn't built for the job, was destined to go badly. Newstack digs in on burnout in tech. An 8% rise in emails outside of business hours, 13% more meetings, 68% of tech workers feel more burned out. While only up 7% from February 2020, it's still up. Now, why do we care? There's a theme we care about here. It's all about the people, not the technology. You can see it in each story. The people using the technology, or the lack of training, or the process, or the investment in culture. Any one of these pieces would tell this story. When you see them together, it's striking. The opportunity here is to be the organization that goes beyond the technology into actually solving this. Are you selling or delivering training? And are doing so ongoing? Are you working with customers to make sure the technology is integrated into the way they do business? Are you measuring the effectiveness and iterating over time? Those business skills are going to be what make standout organizations. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. itdiversity.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be delivering our IT diversity report this weekend on the pod. I'll be back again with a regular episode on Monday.